Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. President Trump's budget plan is out. It calls for a sharp increase in military spending while making deep cuts across much of the rest of government. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney spoke with CBS this morning.
The president wants more money for defense. He wants more money for border enforcement. In fact, he wants more money for law enforcement generally. We increased that part of the Department of Justice. He wants more money for veterans, and he wants more money for things like school choice. And he wants to do that without adding to the deficit this year.
We want to take a look now at who in Massachusetts might see some of the biggest losses and gains under the president's spending plan. Joining us first today is Noah Berger. He's president of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center, an independent research organization. Noah, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, it's great to be here.
So this budget, as we said, poses some big increases in defense spending, a huge decrease in National Institutes of Health funding, and we're going to talk in more detail specifically about those two areas in a moment, but I'm wondering what you think this budget plan might mean for Massachusetts overall. Which areas of the state do you think will be most affected?
Yeah, it could have very significant effects here in Massachusetts. When you hear that list of what the president wants to spend more on and do it without and keep the budget balanced or closer, not further out of balance, that means a lot of other things are going to be cut. And in Massachusetts, our state budget, which is $44 billion, a quarter of that funding comes from the federal government. That's $11 billion. In our state budget is how we pay for everything from local public schools to maintaining our state roads and plowing the snow off of them when it snows to access to health care, basic public safety, all of our core state functions are what we pay for through the budget. And when quarter of that comes from the federal government, and we're hearing threats of very deep cuts to all of the kinds of domestic programs that are funded by the federal government, that could have effects everywhere. Mm. Some of the specifics are the Federal Department of Education, the cut proposed is about 13%. So that could have a very significant effect on education. Some specific programs that are eliminated involve after-school programs and teacher professional development. There are also some other specific programs that are eliminated that affect a lot of people in Massachusetts. LIHEAP, which is the program that provides fuel assistance for lower-income people who need it in the winter, would be eliminated under the governor's proposal. Also something called the Community Development Block Grant Program, which helps local communities with infrastructure projects, economic development, housing. That would be eliminated under the president's proposal. The Community Services Block Grant, which supports community action agencies that provide job training and child care and a lot of other basic services for people in local communities, would also be eliminated under the president's budget. So it would have a pretty significant effect across Massachusetts.
Are those the big ones? Are those the ones in your review of this spending plan that you say those are the big areas that are going to be affected in this state?
I think those are some of the big ones. I think there are also a lot of things that don't flow through the state budget at all, things like, as you mentioned, National Institutes of Health. And there's a lot of other grant funding that goes to our research institutions and others around the state. The other big piece to remember is that this is all happening at the same time as proposals to repeal the Affordable Care Act,
right,
and to turn the Medicaid program into the subject to what are called per capita caps. And that would have enormous effects also on Massachusetts, and particularly on health care in Massachusetts, because of the $11 billion that we receive from the federal government, $9 billion is for our Medicaid program. And over time, the cuts that have been proposed on the healthcare side could have a devastating effect on our ability to provide high-quality access to healthcare for people in Massachusetts.
But this budget from President Trump also contains a lot more money for defense, and Massachusetts has some big defense contractors that rely on that federal money, and they'll stand to see a boost here. Raytheon and other folks, MIT's Lincoln Lab. So could what we're seeing being cut be offset at all by some of these increases? What do you think?
So I think that there could be benefits to some of the defense contractors in Massachusetts. I don't see that as offsetting the kinds of cuts to things like education or fuel assistance or other core services that people receive. But I do think that when we're looking at the sort of net economic effects, it's important to look at the defense side in the context of also losing research dollars through the National Institutes of Health. And a lot of our research in Massachusetts is also on the healthcare and other technology sides. They're not necessarily connected to the Defense Department budget, and there are real economic effects of that money being cut as well.
Mm-hmm. But when you try to balance it out and you look at defense and then you look at National Institutes of Health, I mean, give me, if you can, a sort of a picture or some tangible numbers here about one versus the other.
So we really don't yet know how the cuts will play out in individual states, because you have to go through the process of which weapon systems would be invested in and which wouldn't, mm-hmm. and who would be getting grants and who wouldn't. So it's hard to give any hard numbers on that now.
Well, as we know, we are at the very beginning of this process, and budgets can change dramatically. What are your thoughts about how this might play out going forward?
It's hard to predict for sure. I mean, I think that Congress will definitely be hearing from a lot of people all over the country about the effects of these budget cuts in their local communities. And I think that people care about their local schools. They care about the ability of their state government to maintain the roads and to maintain access to health care for people who otherwise couldn't afford it. So I think you're going to have a pretty pretty sharp debate in Congress over the next couple of months. But I think it's not at all preordained. There's no reason to believe that these cuts couldn't happen. A lot of people thought that this president couldn't be elected, and he was. So I think people have to recognize that these are a very real proposal that's going to be the major topic of debate for some time. And I think that it's also important to recognize that these cuts come after a series of cuts we've already seen over the past several years through a process called sequestration. There have already been deep cuts to a lot of the programs that Trump is proposing to cut further. So in some sense, this is a continuation in the same direction by this president that we've seen from Congress before. On the other hand, some of these are at sort of a historic level to be entirely eliminating programs that have been here for a long time and have, in many cases, a very strong record of success. But I also keep coming back to, it's important to look at this in the context of health care, where there are equally dramatic and perhaps even more historic changes proposed there that would change the basic structure of our Medicaid program that's been a state-federal partnership for a long time to maintain access to quality health insurance for a lot of people. And if we were to both repeal a lot of the Affordable Care Act and then subject Medicaid to per capita caps, that would have a huge effect on health care for people in Massachusetts and across the country, but also a big effect on the state budget, because it's such a large piece of our budget. If the federal government starts to walk away from their share of those costs, that just puts pressure on everything else that the state pays for through our state budget.
So it sounds like what you're saying is, if these cuts, or even the bulk of these cuts in the president's budget, actually do go through, and we've got this health care thing looming in the background, and if a lot of that does go through, as we're hearing about it as it might right now, it sounds like it would be pretty dire in Massachusetts.
It would have a real effect on a lot of people. Programs that provide everything from job training to economic development in local communities. The education budget of the federal government would be cut pretty significantly. It would matter in our state.
All right. Noah Berger, president of the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. Happy to be here.